welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And we change gears just like a racing car slashing down the freeway and the hairpin turns. We have Jim Gersey here. Jim, how are you doing today?
Welcome.
Well, Jim, we're collaborating on a bunch of projects. The first project that I think we got involved with directly was to try to help when I transitioned from Genesis Network, who held on for 4 months before they finally disconnected and stopped confusing my audience that I was over there, and people still confused for months. Where is Diego? Where is Diego? Of course, they never visited NutraMedicals. Most of these people never supported us by buying nutraceuticals or technology from us, which is unfortunate for them. But then we get over to Republic Broadcasting, and I'm really pleased here. The board ops are great. John Stentwaller is great. We have a huge audience, and what you've done is you actually allowed us to get on Blueberry and RSS feeds, and now all video feeds everywhere. And of course, I have a premium Vimeo broadcasting account for Vimeo TV, YouTube premium account, live stream interviewing system, so you can do multi-site interviews and broadcast them live, just like the Trump campaign. And then we started working on other issues. We worked on things because you're involved with the quantum nature of the universe. We talked about all of our Christian things and prayer and so on. But we've also worked on the diagnostics. And you acquired a QRMA machine, like many of our people, mm-hmm. which is a real smart thing to do, because it literally scans your body. It only takes a minute, the test, developed by Dr. Zhu and scientists in China. And they, by the way, he spent time at MIT here in America. I don't know if his colleagues fully understood what he was doing, but he's applying quantum mechanics to the body and the biophysical body and a giant database, and it can determine the nature of your health, of your organ systems, and can determine if your nutrients, if you have adequate levels of minerals, vitamins, nutrients, or if you've got heavy metals. In other words, it does a wonderful scan, and all people have to do is literally send me the compressed file along with a couple of words, you know, a paragraph describing how they're feeling, what their issues are. If they want a full consult, there's an 11-page formal consult, but they don't have to do that. They can just send me if they have bought a QRMA machine for me, their family, including their extended relatives like grandparents, cousins, are all free. Free. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Free. Now, you can do it as a business, too, which we've talked about for some time now, where we can actually, you can let this be available to the public in a kiosk, a health clinic. It can be in your car, because this can literally be in a laptop, because it's a very small device, the QRMA machine. And then we've been working for the last number of months. I've actually had it for about 2.5 years now, a Russian, Chinese version of Russian bioplasm machine. And lately, a few months ago, I acquired the Metapathia, which is the upgrade from that with a thing called Hunter Function. And this is mind-boggling. This is beyond Bones and Star Trek. Let's put it that way. This is so amazing. Where it actually will search down, tell you what problems are. And again, I've had people come right into my studios because I don't have a clinic, but friends and relatives and you know. And I've done the scans on them, and it finds stuff that they had no idea they had. And when you start asking their history, oh, yeah, I had this, and oh, yeah, that. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And it tells me that I have to say, you better go see a dentist because you have an abscess here in your tooth, or you got a bladder infection, or you got XYZ wrong. Now, this is an amazing opportunity, and you took your degree in marketing, and when you saw this, you're a very bright guy. You managed to get us through the phalanx of getting started on Blueberry and Host Monster and all these other things, and we're actually working on getting an app together. But you're very bright. You realize the opportunity here is this is a diagnostic entry point should be for everybody with healthcare. Everybody should have a bioplasmatic scan through the Metapathia and Hunter, and everybody should have a QRMA and have them regularly to know if we're on track. And the reason is, symptom-based care, whether it's chiropractic, medical, or whatever, is stupid. And by stupid, I mean major symptoms will bother you, minor ones will kill you, and silent ones that don't have any symptoms will bite you. In other words, really bad disease are going to all of a sudden, bam, you got cancer, bam, you got blocked arteries. So you don't have to have symptoms to be cooking disease. And if you intervene, you can prevent it from happening. So, Jim, tell us what you're doing.
Well, I just follow your lead with a lot of different things with the technologies. And we started off with the QMRA, which was phenomenal in its own right for even just the layman person to look at what's going on in the body.
And half of the stuff, by the way, is so straightforward. You know, other half requires medical background, but half of it, which is the important stuff, is, hey, my vitamin levels are high or low or normal. I've got normal minerals like magnesium, potassium, silicon, zinc, whatever. And, or it shows my organs aren't working. Hey, my thyroid's shot. What's going on? Or my sex hormones are in my boots. Or, or you know, whatever. Or I got heavy metals. And it even shows you mercury, lead, arsenic, whatever. But whenever I see somebody with high arsenic, by the way, there's one of two things. They have a well that has arsenic and a well water, or they're eating a lot of chicken. Because all the organic chicken, the non-organic chicken feed across the country where they're feeding chickens has arsenic in it.
Yeah.
So the next question they ask them is, are you a chicken lover? And they go, how did you know that? I said, because your arsenic is in orbit. Either that or you got a well with water, and you haven't done a metals test to say, oh, by the way, your well water is laced with arsenic.
Yeah, but you know, on the level of the heavy metals, I tested my family, and both my kids come up with the higher levels of lead. And you know, I don't know where it's coming from. You told me it's from the environment.
What happens is the lead ethyl salicylate that they banned up in the 1970s is still blown all over the country as, you know, attached to dust particles and everything. It's not going to go away in a millennium or 10 millennia. It's still blowing around. And they'll tell you, oh, no, it's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine.
Yeah, but to know that information and putting my kids onto the Kilomax or the BioLVR, their numbers have dropped significantly, and they didn't have to do much other than...
Right. All you need to do is a few things, and all of a sudden, the thing is, this can affect their cognitive future. It can affect whether they get Alzheimer's down the road. We call BOF, or brain on fire. It can affect whether their SAT scores are high enough to get in the right college. I mean, this is important. It can affect their bone marrow, whether they're going to get a future leukemic transformation because of lead. People say, that's not important. I said, you know what? There's no cure for that level of stupidity except the Darwin syndrome, which means you're taken out of the gene pool.
Right. But, you know, like moving from the QMRA and then moving up to, you know, the bioplasm, which has a whole bunch of functions where we can upload the frequencies of the nutraceuticals that you offer and match that to the conditions that are going on is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then the next stage when you know, it's almost like, but there's more.
Yeah, but there's more.
With the metapathia, because I did my scan and we did that together, and you're narrating through the whole thing. And remember, if we had to go back one day, because I went through the one part where it scanned down to my DNA as far as prostate cancer, and it found the SNP gene. And in my family's lineage, I have that. But the time that after my therapies with it, we did the scan, it didn't come up as a problem the second time around.
Let me explain why that's important. Genes, like, remember this, what's a Hollywood star that's cut her breasts off and all her female organs? She's Brad Pitt's wife. I think my brain blocked.
Angelina Jolie?
Angelina. She's got what's called hollow woman syndrome. Hollow woman. Now, I didn't invent this term, by the way. This is invented by other surgeons to say we have a lot of people, if they get the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene panel, they go, oh my God, I need to cut all my female organs out because they don't want to get cancer in them. One way to avoid it is not to have those organs at all. Now, what happens is genes are not deterministic. You got a whole bunch of bad genes. These genes are there not because they're bad, but because they survived in different types of environments and that kept you alive. In the Pima Indians, the specific genes that maintain osmolality of their blood and maintain hydration of their body in extreme heat and dehydrated environments where they got barrel cactus that'll kill anything, including a snake or some other critter out in the deserts there in the Four Corners. These people, the Pima, could outrun a wild animal endurance any day. And they were super athletes. These are Olympic-level athletes 300 years ago when white man arrived, and none of them was fat or diabetic or losing their sight or kidneys. And when they started eating white man's food, it started to kill them. I took care of Eskimos back in 1977 when I was doing my internal medicine training, and I was working with a cardiologist there, and we were actually bringing down in Eskimos from the Northwest Territories in Alaska. And we would bring them down, and they had a pouch of seal blubber hanging off their belt. And their gum, their treat was, whoa, is this good stuff, this seal blubber? I'm thinking, it was skin and the blubber right below it. And they chew on this fat and the skin. They loved it. They did not have white man's peas, alcohol, bread, any kind of white man stuff. None. And we checked their blood I actually personally drew their blood, and you'd see it in the buffy coat on the top of it. Literally, it was so much fat, it was like crazy. They had cholesterols of 2,300, 2,800, 3,200, 10 times the level that our cardiologists would have a fit. And guess what? Not a one of them had a blocked artery. Not one. And although they were kind of barrel-shaped, you mean they're kind of more round and short and stout, they weren't fat either. They were just like stout people, because if you're living in a sub-zero climate, if you're not kind of stout, you're going to, those long limbs are going to freeze off you, and you're going to soon take it out of the gene pool.
Yeah.
So a lesson here is, when you did the test the next day, the reason why I got better is because you changed your epigenetics. Now, what the hunter does is not only does it diagnose what's going on with what you have now or what you're going to have in the future, which is potentially, say, a lung cancer or a prostate cancer or a multicentric astroglioma or a blocked artery in your heart. I mean, I've done some tests in the last week or so where I took people that were super healthy, very athletic, walking lots, and I scan their heart and say, oh, my God, you're working on blocked arteries here and there, and you got dyslipidemia, and even shows a gene. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. It means if you don't do what I tell you to do, think of it this way. I have what's called medical omniscience now. Now, I'm not God, but I'm God's representative with the technologies we have now, including conventional investigations, because I can say, well, we can be skeptical. How about we get you to a cardiologist and we do a lipid electrophoresis, we do a oxymarkers, we do a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, and we do a transesophageal or transthoracic echo. Now, that doesn't sound conventional. It sure as hell does. And when I was working with a cardiologist looking at rheologic blood viscosity, I had cardiologists and hematologists sending me patients because none of them had the fancy machine I had in my office, which is a dual laser system for measuring blood viscosity. The problem is, I'm a problem solver. And there is no problem, given enough time and effort, that I cannot solve. None. Zero. Nada. That's why I say on the air, I can provide you an answer to any problem on earth, at any sphere, or a framework to find the answer with my colleagues or my other experts in other areas instantly. Now, when we have these technologies, and this is what I'm going to propose there, they're expensive to buy. So what I'm thinking is, I would like clinics like yours, you're going to set up a mobile clinic, where I will let them rent the equipment if they have to be vetted first, though, where they're a, you know, primarily health facility of some kind or health professional. It could be a professional trainer, chiropractor, naturopath, MD, or just a person that's very well trained. It doesn't have to have all kinds of medical qualifications if I vet them properly. I will let them rent the equipment at a pretty decent rate, and then they can charge for their time to do the QRMA or the metapathia testing. And we can also do treatment. We actually can change the biocircuits in their body that maintain disease. And you've done it, Jim. Tell us about what happens when you do this, basically a metatherapy, or even create a nozo to actually create a homeopathic spray with the imprinted frequencies for treating your abnormal circuits. This is really cool.
Well, yeah, you stole my words on that. It is the coolest, the way it kind of operates on that, because what it's able to do is first scan to see what the problems are, and then it goes to those areas, like going from a dark maroon, which is a real problem area, or a red, and then from that you go into what they call the metatherapy, where you're actually hitting the frequency that will actually balance out that area and turn those maroons to perhaps even yellows, because it's on a scale score of 1 to 6. 5s and 6s are highly stressed or not even functional, and when you're taking the nutraceuticals along with the metatherapy, my goodness, you see the whole thing light up like a Christmas tree.
And you mean the other technologies, for example, Raymond Rife talked about this, and he gave a bunch of frequencies for the Rife machine. But they're more hit or miss. You know, we tried this frequency and helped us, didn't work. With these diagnostics, and I've actually advanced these machines where I can actually pull the treatment frequencies off with oscilloscopes, believe it or not. And then I can actually create tables or frequency patterns, so I can actually do what's called epigenetic, quantum therapy. Epigenetic quantum therapy, where I'm actually changing the biocircuits of the body. No disease exists. And this is one of my primary rules. No disease exists unless there's biocircuits that maintain that disease. I'll give you an example. If your autonomic nervous system isn't sending signals to your right knee for the rheumatoid arthritis to tear the joint apart, your left knee has no electrical activity, there's no disease. I started doing work with a point finder back 36 years ago, when I was doing research on pain, and developed the Dynatens, the first morphogenic field machine, which I have patents on in 1986, U.S. patents. But since then, the last 20 years, I used a Keithley Enterprises microcircuit device for testing microcircuits in picovolts and microamps, and I can actually scan the body. If somebody has, say, a lung tumor, and it had a certain spectral frequency, I could scan their bones and tell you where the metastasis went, and send them for a CT scan and PET scan and tell you exactly where they had metastasized. This is 20 years ago. Now, I never shared this and never published it because I didn't want my ideas stolen. I had a ton of my ideas stolen by drug companies and my colleagues, or persecuted for finding stuff they didn't want me to find because it's embarrassing to some junior doc find a solution to a major problem that all these thousands of doctors for decades have evaded. That's why they persecuted Raymond Rife. Not because he was not right, but because he embarrassed them. Now, what we have now is we can actually generate a homeopathic spray designed specifically to help reverse your circuits. And I'm working on a number of technologies that allow you to do what's called epigenetic quantum therapy. That's cool, which means I could put you, literally give you a Rife generator, but now pair it to an actual frequency generator that sends the right frequencies, or a pulse light thing. We're talking already to Pamela over at Lumen Photon. And you can use it for microcurrent, for your eyes, or your brain, or any circuit in your body by touching specific areas and changing the circuits. When you change the biocircuits, it opens the gate. For example, I have a paper right in front of me from Dr. Truat. And I don't know if I mentioned this paper. It's called Harmonic Resonance. It was written up in 1998. He did a PhD on this, and he actually worked with one of the guys that worked with Linus Pauling. Okay, the physicist who probably has more Nobel Prizes than any other physicist besides Einstein. And what they discovered is if you actually take the molecular weight of, say, the minerals, which are called the black keys on the keyboard of your DNA, you can actually work out the resonant harmonic frequency in the hertz, the actual frequency of that mineral. So here's how the body works. Your DNA and your chromosomes have little things called telomeres. These are like little micro antennas. I call them biophoton antennas. They send out a resonant frequency that talks to the ion channels to open the channel for specific minerals. So you have an ion channel for, say, magnesium or manganese or whatever. It opens up the channel or active transport mechanism to bring that mineral in. The mineral has a resonant frequency that turns on and off the genes to actually open and close genes. It opens genes that should be opened and closes genes that should be closed. Now, when your hair turns gray, it's your body and your genes actually, your telomeres are telling the ion channels, don't transport any more manganese because manganese is necessary to make the pigment for your hair. So if you don't have manganese, your hair turns gray. The follicles stop making the pigment. Is that cool or what? Now, I'm presenting this lecture with quantum equations, etc., to a panel of thousands of doctors at the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in Las Vegas in December. And this will change biology forever on Earth. Not just human biology, but all biology. Plant biology, animal biology, and exobiology and other planets like the Sirius Prime, which is like, you know, 45 light years from here, or, you know, there's other star systems that have planets like Earth that have water. If we're going to discover life elsewhere, we're going to realize what life is. And I know what it is, and I'm going to present the actual, if you want to call it, equations and corollaries of what life is. It has not been fully described. I will. This December. Pretty interesting, eh?
The whole idea is like it's coming all into fruition of everything is the vibration, everything is that frequency.
Right.
And when we pair it all together with these technologies, we make it quantifiable.
Right. Even the transition from life, where we talk about living things in this dimensional plane of energy, to the dimensional plane of the spirit, it's just it's like turning the pages of a book. You know, we've talked about this with the technology for amplification of prayer, which we can do. Prayer is basically an intention field of the higher self or the collective higher selves, because we're both an I and a we. Now, with the metapathia, what I can do for someone is I can say, yes, you're headed for XYZ, you know, blocked arteries and you're a female and you just went menopausal, but I can make sure that doesn't happen, and I can give them supplements and epigenetic and other therapies. And even in a week or two later, their test will say, oh, you're normal now, which means you're not heading toward the edge of the cliff. Read back in a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back, and so, Jim, what's your general impression of how things are going? Because you have a background, and you're actually pretty brilliant. You understand that we're at the edge of, I call a lot of, I kind of say, solutions to pretty well every problem on Earth. I mean, people say we have problems with energy. We can have clean coal-burning technology. We have nuclear fusion technology, though the government's hiding it. We have solutions to famine. We can even evade storms like this giant storm that went through Florida and caused a lot of destruction. If we applied our Tesla and quantum technology to our already existing space weapons, we could have steered that storm out to sea. I mean, every area that they say there's a problem that we're a victim of, I can think of either regular classified or technological solutions to, and I just wonder, why do people suffer through being told lies and being told that their powers that be are incompetent, or we have not sufficient technology to solve problems like cancer. I mean, every day I consult with people that have cancer or heart disease or heart failure, and around the world, reverse it or dramatically reduce it or help them extend their life by many months or years. And it boggles me that people try to say there aren't solutions. I find it so negative, and the thing is, it starts with reality. What is the real situation with your body? Where are you headed? Are you headed toward dementia, like Willy Wonka? He just died. Are you headed toward a heart attack, even though you're a postmenopausal female that walks 5 miles a day, but yet you've got the genetics of a gene polymorphism that in the next 10 years is going to block off 4 or 5 arteries? Are you a person that's got a nascent infection in your kidney and it's destroying your kidney, you don't even know it's there? Are you a person that has pre-diabetic changes that are occurring, you're not even aware you're going to develop terminal neuropathy? It'll be so painful you want to commit suicide. And we can intervene. And now we can intervene at a stage where, well before even symptoms, we can actually stop the process and check to see if the biophotonic circuits have showed it's getting better. Isn't that amazing?
See, I find it amazing because it's there's a Stephen Covey, he's the author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He says a plane going from New York to Miami is off course 95% of the time. And I think that's with our bodies. Many times we're off course, but the only way we're going to actually get back on course is if we have the information that we are off course. And between the right. QMRA and the metapathia, that gives you the information. You say, geez, I got to do something.
Right. And the third arm of that is my 11-page intake form, which is a history form. We're a functional medicine environmental history form. By the way, if I was involved with criteria for medical and DO school, MD and DO school, they'd have to do a PhD thesis in a medical specialty and defend the thesis among a panel of their colleagues that had PhD MDs. They'd have to do another 3 years of training and become a master of epigenetics, quantum biology, toxicology, infectious disease. Do you realize how little pathology and infectious disease and toxicology the average doctor of all specialties knows? And we're not just talking about medical doctors. We have chiropractors that think they can adjust everything and make it better. Or we have naturopaths that think if you just pop a couple of herbs, you're going to get well. And functional medicine incorporates everything, including quantum biology. It doesn't say, yes, you don't need surgery. In fact, when I did the scans on some of the people this last week at my studio, when I have a supercomputer, by the way. It was custom built for me just recently, a few months ago. And my metapathia, it scans like, it tells you everything. It's amazing. And some of them I have to say, you need to see an ENT surgeon. You got something real bad going on in your sinuses. Or you need to see a dentist, and this is what's going on with this tooth, and if you don't. And it even identifies the organisms. Like, one person actually not only had, you know, the regular nanobacteria making the cavity, they actually had amoeba. Amoeba in the abscess in their tooth. And of course, we see people have, you know, people don't think, oh, herpes can't do stuff. Yeah, we found actually one individual had herpetic hepatitis. Herpes simplex hepatitis. And they didn't know, and the harmonic signature showed, hey, this is there, but if we give you the right treatments, which, by the way, we have antivirals that are not going to destroy your liver, all the conventional drugs that doctors give for antivirals are dangerous as hell. I mean, you want to say, it was nice knowing your liver. We have alternatives to everything. If I had these tools 36 years ago when I went into practice, two things would happen. Number one, the medical board would try to immediately revoke me, or I'd have a hitman at my front door. Or I'd be on the front page of news before they tried to terminate me, saying, we have a miracle man here that can diagnose everything that's wrong with you and fix it before it takes you out. We're there now. We are there now.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I agree.
Stay right there, Jim. We'll be right back. Your questions, 800-313-9443. I hope the 800 number's working again. I'm not sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back. So, Jim, yeah, I want people to understand, you know, I think God has great timing. It's a good thing that some years ago I got into the issues with the Colorado Board of Examiners, and I want to revisit this so people can understand who Dr. Deagle is. I used to wear little doctor outfits when I was a little boy because when I was 8 and a half, I had really, really bad tonsillitis. And when I went to the hospital, which is the Colchester County Hospital, the surgeon who was from France decided to do a technique he'd learned in France with a little machine that looked like a guillotine. Now, unfortunately, when he pulled my tonsil forward, he also pulled an artery forward. And when he slumped on the guillotine, he cut an artery in my neck and I bled to death. Now, I don't mean bled to maybe died or near death. I literally died. I know I went to heaven. Now, without getting into all that stuff, I worship doctors because they saved my life. I mean, I came out of a coma. I had blood in both arms going in, and I had to stay in reverse protection at home for 3 months getting shots in my butt in the kitchen by the family doctor visiting. And they used to use the old, what I call a horse leather, to sharpen the needle. So you can imagine when that needle went in your butt, it was like, oh my God, that hurt. And I missed 3 months of school because they didn't want me to be at school. They figured if he gets infected again, this time he's going to die, because they had to give me a whole lot of units of adult blood to save my life. So I thought doctors were great. So they were, for years, they could see me with little doctor masks and doctor outfits on, and thought doctors are great. I wanted to be a doctor back then. And when I went through high school, I had an aptitude for science, so I decided that I was very good at physics and hard sciences and mathematics. So I got a scholarship to go to MIT in quantum nuclear physics. And my professors were so excited about this, they wanted me to go on. They figured this guy is going to make really good weapons. And I decided, you know, I had a lot of nightmare dreams because I saw all the old movies and stuff about nuclear bombs, and I said, I'm not going to do this. So I wanted to go into biological sciences. So I said, I'm going to go into something neat, because we were right by the ocean in Halifax, Nova Scotia, at Dalhousie, which is a sister university of Harvard. So I went into marine bacteriology, oceanography. So I was an oceanographer. I was out in the oceans seeing, you know, bunker sea oil balls floating in the ocean out there and snorkeling and doing things. And I finished my PhD research project in 21 by sleeping on the lab floor, designed the software, isolated the Vibrio marinus, created the nuclear substrate of chondroscripsis with markers, radio markers, the first time anybody had done it in history, and developed a strain of Vibrio that could actually convert seaweed into the most high-protein, high-mineral-content food on the planet. And I did that in 5 months. And my grandfather was dying of diabetes because he was a candy maker at 13, a master candy maker, and he was a jeweler, very wealthy. In fact, he was so wealthy, he actually had a suite beside Frank Sinatra at the Copacabana before the revolution. And every winter, he went down for 3 or 4 months every winter, right beside Frankie. So he was very innovative. He only had grade 3, my grandfather, but he was like, this guy could learn anything. And when I went into medicine, I started working with the head of pathology in 1980 in diabetes. And within a matter of months, we actually were taking the research from Dr. The head of pathology at the University of Chicago was doing a work on insulin glucose tolerance tests, and we proved that diabetics have high insulin. Now, in 1981, I started working also on toxicology of toluene diisocyanate, formaldehyde, and trimethyl anhydrides, and diesel fuel exhaust, and looking at with people at UCLA, Dr. Chung and Vujadani. So I'm a researcher, and I've been doing research. I was the first doctor in Canada certified in Tempe, Arizona, in how to read MRIs. The first Canadian doctor certified to read MRIs, the number one first. They're doing research at the University of British Columbia, but there's nobody clinically actually looking at MRI scans. I was trained in 1980, 36 years ago, in Arizona, by the way. Now, what people have to understand, and when I was working as a pain doctor, I was doing research with Dr. Jim Hitchcock, and we were actually scanning people with the Axon 2 scanner, and I added potentiometry because I did research for 7 years on surface EMG with Dr. Stu Donaldson at the University of Calgary, Alberta. And I made some major discoveries, which I've never published, which are I have a model for what pain is that no one else on Earth has ever published, and I'm going to publish it this year. I'm going to present this. And the models we have right now are incorrect. They're completely wrong, which is why I'm going to give people narcotics, which treats what's called the seventh gate in their cortex. It's not treating gate number one, which is the Langerhans gate in their skin. I discovered it. It's in my patents in 1986. The Langerhans gate is your primary pain gate. It's a complex of nerves and endocrine organs present in a grid-like pattern like Tron in your skin. So if you don't have skin, you cannot suffer pain, even deep pain in your bones. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
So now people say, well, how did you discover all these things? Look, I'm the kind of person that I can dissect and take apart anything like a Gordian knot and put it back together. It's just what I am, okay? Now, I was in court sometimes 2 and 3 days a week in federal, state, and military court, and I was the director of OCMED for health sales for the whole city of Denver, 2.3 million people. And I ticked off the director of WorkComp because I was giving high ratings. I was actually dealing with neuro brain injuries by referring to neural specialists and getting real good documentation like I do, not just a regular thing. I do a quantitative EEG scan with a PhD psychologist at Lexicor in Boulder. And I know how to read QEE scans. Most doctors don't have any clue what that is, including neurologists, by the way. This is not a regular EEG. It's a QEEG. And I would have them do PET scans for blood flow and SPECT scans. And I have so much documentation. I had cases where they actually tried to put up contracts on me. Now, what happened is I was a consultant for a hyperbaric chamber in Denver back around the year 2001. And I had my office open, I think, a year earlier because I'd been working for other people before then. And I was just seeing people that were going for hyperbaric treatment. And the state of Colorado decided they were going to close the damn hyperbaric chamber because how dare they make people that are going blind with retinitis pigmentosa or recovering from stroke actually get their neural functions back? Or how dare they pull people out of terminal heart failure? How dare they? Well, we were doing it. In fact, we had the guy, the national director from the Retinitis Pigmentosa Society, had canceled a seeing eye doc because we had actually reversed his vision. Okay? And this is 15 years ago. Now, they took out a number. They're going to try to come after us. And I was coming up on radar all the time because their insurance carriers and the work comp board were not happy with Dr. Deagle because I do ratings and I was federally certified as an independent medical examiner in every specialty. So in other words, I can medically legally do everything from pediatrics to orthopedics to whatever. And I would do medical legal cases where I'd review it even at a distance and review the records and provide a legal report. And in Colorado, with the rules of evidence there, I was an expert witness, which is the final straw. In other words, once I put the evidence and have the scans and the legal reports and the surgical reports, it's over. The case is closed. And I still do legal cases. I have three right now that I'm actually working on. Now, what happened is I had Colorado had one of my patients who had previously tried to commit suicide six times, decided that after he broke up with his girlfriend, he was going to kill himself. Now, I had already discharged him because he was positive. He was a criminal. He had actually had an anklet, and he was being followed because he was jacking cars and got his leg pinned between two cars 6 years before. I never treated him. And he tried to commit suicide six times, but he had his leg put back together with a bunch of AO plating and surgery, and it caused him a serious perineal pain syndrome. So the kid was suicidal. But after he broke up with his girlfriend, he decided, I'm going to take drugs. He got them not from me, but from the emergency department at the university hospital. And the Colorado Board of Examiners decided, we're going to get you now, Deagle. So they gave me notice they're going to pull my license because I was responsible for this kid's death. Okay? Now, I have people once in a while will Google and they'll see crap there, including what Catherine Albrecht put out for a whole 2 or 3 hours 8 years ago when she took my spot on Coast to Coast Radio. You need to know out there, Dr. Deagle has never, in 36 years since I graduated residency, ever missed a diagnosis of anything of any kind, ever. I have a 1,000% batting average. Do you know that? I've never missed a thing, ever. Okay, that's remarkable in itself. So what happens is, I managed to get the toxicology and the records, and I'm a nervy character, so I go there before the board, and they threaten me. So what happened is, I had a number of pain patients, some of them were terminal, and I was one of the few doctors that was actually acting as a consultant for the Poudre Valley Pain Clinic, the main pain clinics in Denver, because I was actually training to be an interventional pain specialist at the University of Colorado under Dr. Holland Brewer. I was actually training to put in spinal pumps and stimulators and do all the advanced pain treatment for an interventional pain specialist. And I was going to go to Cedars-Sinai and challenge the boards and do that, on top of my other specialties of family and internal medicine, burn unit, trauma emergency department, and intensive care unit, which I'd done for years. And the board, when they called me in, I had a number of patients who were so upset by that, and I tried to get them in alternative care. Two of my patients committed suicide. One rammed his car into a freeway overpass because the university hospital would not give him the spinal treatment he needed for, and his insurance carrier wouldn't cover him. And the other patient was so upset by it, despite everything I tried to do to try to get him alternative care to another doctor, which wasn't any available, he took his brother-in-law out to the park and took a Magna 357 and blew his brains out right there in the park in front of his dogs. Okay? So I'm not exactly happy with the Colorado Board of Examiners, and I'm going to get them. All right? I'm a medical legal expert, too, and I waited a long time, but I'm going to get him. Now, people need to know who Dr. Deagle is. Now, I'm not trying to be arrogant or boastful here, but God's given me skill sets that are very unusual. You know that, Jim, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm a witness to it.
I'm the kind of doctor that comes along every century, like Raymond Rife. I'm not an average doctor. I'm totally dedicated. I work 7 days a week, at least part of a day, every day, on dreaming, working, researching, contacting people. I was doing consults yesterday, whether people were in the park or in the beach. I was doing phone consults to people around the world. Okay? Now, when I give you solutions to problems, I like validation. I told Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the Academy President for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, he said to me when he visited me about a month and a half ago, he says, "You, Dr. Deagle, you're my doctor." Now, here's the head and founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine says I'm his doctor, especially after I did a metapathia scan and I found some issues that need to be dealt with or else. Now, what I want you to know out there is when you see crap on the internet, like when you see crap against Trump, when you see crap on the internet about Dr. Deagle, none of it has any basis in reality. Okay? Some of the other complaints they had, they had one guy, I'm going to call CF. He's an ex-military special op guy. He had post-traumatic stress disorder and a pain syndrome because he had an auto pet accident where he was thrown 50 feet plus against a building and it broke his back and they had to put rods in. And the guy had a serious pain syndrome. And they tried to say that, you know, and I was trying to get him in to what I call the VA, a very awful hospital system, I call it, to get some interventional pain treatment because the special things like he might need a spinal pump or stimulator, which only works on about a quarter to a third of people, even if you properly vetted, that it may help you. And it only helps around 24 to 30 months. Those are the facts, okay? Ugly, ugly facts, because when you don't get pain treatment, many of these people kill themselves. Now, I was only one of two or three doctors in a three or four state area who actually take these independent cases and analyze them. And when Colorado came after me, I didn't get my license taken away for 3 years after I'd left the state because they didn't have any grounds. I met with them in June of 2004 to bring in and say, look, this temporary restriction here, they want to look at my narcotic records, which I had the DEA. The only thing the DEA said, your exit signs aren't bright enough. That's it. Everything was perfect, like absolutely like pristine perfect. So these morons and these evil morons at the Colorado board, when they shut me down, now they got a freaking state full of people with dope heads with dangerous dope driving vehicles and operating heavy equipment. Can you imagine how just that is that these morons have done this? What do you think?
Well, you know, it says a lot about the medical industry that it is an industry and
by the way, when you have somebody like me that comes into court and I have a photographic memory and I've tabbed a foot-thick chart and you get me in cross-examination in depo, you better not be drinking the night before if you're the cross-examining attorney with Dr. Deagle there. It's not going to be a pleasant thing. It's like being thrown headfirst into a wood chipper. Okay? Now, I'm not boasting. I'm extremely, extremely competent. And when I don't know, I'll say it. I don't know. Or, for example, when people say, well, I don't want to believe your metapathy or your QRM, I say, okay, let's do blood tests. If we think your minerals are screwed up, let's do a packed red cell test through Genova Labs at a federally certified lab, or we'll do an MRI scan or CT or quantitative EEG, or we'll measure specific organic metabolites through Great Plains Lab with Dr. William Shaw. I mean, I can come back with anybody anywhere with tests in labs here or Europe or elsewhere around the world, and I know them all. All. Okay? So, I wanted to say this because I've had one gentleman the other day, he's going blind and he's going on a program, but he went on the internet and he said, oh, I didn't know about all this stuff on the internet. Let me tell you, it's crap. It's obscene crap. That's a bold-faced freaking lie. And it's there because they don't want somebody like Deagle fixing freaking up the system. Now with the metapathy and these other diagnostics and our epigenetic therapies and so on, we're moving. Every person on Earth, in every country, and by the way, it doesn't matter if you're in South Africa, I can get you a machine or technology to do these tests, start doing treatment, customize the epigenetic therapy, detox you and make you well. And as I've said to Dr. Ron Klatz, when I present my lecture in December, I want it to be attacked scientifically, not by ad hominem attacks by pinheads who thinks it's a smart thing to attack Deagle because I talk too fast or I think I'm so smart or I'm arrogant. None of those things matter. What matters is what I'm saying, is it the truth? Can it be validated with external testing? Can the theories behind it be proven or disproven? I want them to be attacked. I beg them to be attacked. In fact, I even beg people to call into my show and say, Dr. Deagle, you're full of it, whether you're talking about Trump and Hillary or you're talking about Christianity or the power of prayer or what is aging and disease. I want you to, I beg you. I'm on my knees. I'm down on my face. I beg you out there. Please come up with good questions. Don't do ad hominem attacks. It's not going to do anything. I got a titanium thick skin. I've been through hell. Friends, relatives, colleagues, I've been through living hell. Like the ancient prophets. Literally, you will not believe what I've been through. So nothing you can say is going to dissuade me from doing the will of the Most High God, and I am going to slay disease. And the reason is, we're at the end of the time, the secular time. God is going to bless mankind. It says, though a man or woman dies at 100, it shall be considered as the days of a child. Imagine. Imagine if someone dying at 100 will be considered like the days of a child. You know why? Because God sent me and my colleagues, which I stand on their shoulders. Like I just say, you see farther than the giants when you stand on the shoulders of giants. He sent me and my colleagues like Raymond Rife and Dr. Nesterov at the Lin-Linear Institute in Moscow and Dr. Zhu and Albert Einstein and Max Planck and all the other people that worked on quantum theory that's now being applied to biological systems. He has sent people like Dr. Sven Georgi that discovered the Krebs cycle and the hexose monophosphate shunt and many other pathways to stand on their shoulders to provide you treatment. So if you think I'm full of it, turn off the radio. If you don't, pray that I'm the solution to your problems. And listen up and go to clinics like Jim's in New York and get diagnosed before disease grabs you and bites you without any symptoms beforehand.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
So, Jim, I haven't set the record straight. I want people to know, I do 15 hours of radio here. I do rarely other shows. In fact, I've made a pact that I'll only do shows like John B. Wells. I'm not going to do other shows. I'm so busy putting video up now with my new video capture and live stream and dealing with great people like you and trying to train other people to become diagnostic technicians, to start acquiring data and becoming more expert. If they just listen to the show, if they get the Dr. U book, if they become a regular customer, get access to the wellness conditions, because I'm bumping them up. I'm embedding video on all the wellness conditions. And they're going to be extensive. I mean, we put more extensive PowerPoints and a lot more information. I'm going to start putting literature up, PubMed and other literature as well. So literally, I call it Nutramedical University. If they actually get access to the wellness conditions, just because they're a regular customer. And by the way, if you're a doctor and you're not a regular customer, to hell with you, literally. You're not going to go and abuse Dr. Deagle and take my ideas and try to pretend they're yours when you haven't given me respect. I want respect. I want respect before I want love. I want people to realize the reason why I have these gifts is a sign gift to tell you. The reason why I'm here to try to identify your health problems and heal them is not because I'm so great. It's because God is great. And I'm not talking about Allah, you know, God is great and kind of crap. I say God is great because he wants to heal your body to be a sign gift so that the other things we talk about, whether it's geopolitical or spiritual, are true. For example, we talked about this in the break, Jim. Heaven starts today when you hear and do God's will. And I'm doing God's will by healing you. When I talked to this lady yesterday who is a health professional, but she's dying, and they're threatening to do multi-bypass on her, and she's got some bad habits in the past. Luckily, she stopped. But, you know, epigenetically, I can fix this lady. I can make sure she doesn't have a demise that's horrifying or end up with a surgical process where they do put her on heart-lung bypass. Most people don't realize when you go on the heart-lung bypass machine, you get microemboli to your brain, and your brain's not going to be the same unless you see Dr. Deagle. Did you know that? You get microemboli and you get microinfarcts all across your brain. Now people say, you can't identify that. You're talking to damn Deagle. I can do a special T1 weighted MRI scan and PET scan and show you the metabolic holes in your brain where you've lost circulation. You can see it. So when people say, well, you can't prove that, Dr. Deagle. No, you're talking to Deagle. Okay? So just forget it. Give up, please. You know, I'm going to put you in a mixed mental martial arts chokehold and you're going to tap out. Just realize that as we get into a grapple. Okay? Now, why do I do that? Why am I so aggressive? Because you need to understand I'm your older brother in the life of Yeshua Jesus. And I'm telling you that if we don't have repentance in America to elect Trump, if we don't have repentance in our healthcare system that now has death panels, can you imagine? Death panels. Do you know 86% of people in America can't even afford the copays to get the treatment even if they don't have death panels? 86% can't afford the copays. Jim, what do you think? Now we've come up with metapathy and other things. People can start intervening with nutraceuticals and some simple technology they can do at home or some simple clinics they can do for either stem cell transplant or if they do need to see a surgeon, they can see it at a point where it's a minor procedure and not something horrifying. You know, I saw one lady recently. She's either got a really bad bladder infection or she's got nascent bladder cancer. Well, damn it, she better get something done about it or she's going to have a horrifying end. What do you think, Jim? Because your clinic in New York, and we're going to put a link up on Nutramedical for the people that I vet that I think are safe places to get the proper testing done. And if you have a clinic, also an affiliate clinic that does therapies, whether it's hyperbaric or pulse magnetic field or epigenetic therapy, we want you to contact me. If I vet you and we get you the diagnostics, we'll refer people to you because we want to help people out there, whether it's in America or around the world. So, Jim, God bless you. God bless all those people out there that want to take control of their health. And may God bless this as a sign gift. We're going to restore America. Not just make America great in terms of wealthy. America's health great. How's that?
Absolutely.
God bless you out there.
You too.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.